Misguidance Counselor. There is a record, and it follows you around for the rest of your life. I was the top male student in my high school, and there were more than 500 students in my graduating class. I'm not telling you this to impress you. It's just that it's an integral part of this next story. Besides, I had become really good at getting good grades, a skill you can learn without learning anything else at the same time. I had successfully learned to play the game. It was my senior year, and I knew I wanted to go to college because I certainly wasn't ready to go out and get a job, and I had no desire to be drafted. I wouldn't have responded very well to taking orders. And besides that, my mother wouldn't even let me be a Boy Scout. I had been a Cub Scout, and when that was over, she said, "You are never putting on another uniform again." Plus, I wasn't too keen on the idea of getting up at the crack of dawn to start shooting things. So I took the SATs, which I did well on, but not great except for math. I knocked that part out of the park. I was really good at math, but I had no use for it. I visited a number of schools, but really hadn't the vaguest idea what I was or should be looking for. I stumbled blindly into a number of places, based on where my friends were going. Unlike many of my friends, however, I was completely clueless as how to make a choice about which college to go to. On the upside, I knew what I didn't want. My father and I drove up to Hamilton College, at the time an all-male school, completely isolated in upstate New York. No women. How perfectly hellish, I thought. My father thought it was great, at which point I told him to apply. Granted, we had guidance counselors in our high school, but they didn't really seem to know how to live up to their job titles. We'd have been better off with a Hopi holy man in a mud hut somewhere. So I finally applied to Yale, Princeton, Brown, Amherst, Williams, and Georgetown. Let me repeat that. Yale, Princeton, Brown, Amherst, Williams, and Georgetown. Let's continue. It might have helped if I had known at the time what I wanted to specialize in, but at that point I had no idea at all, except for sex. Since I wasn't getting lucky in high school, I knew I wanted to have sex in college. It's important to have a goal, and that was mine. I just figured I could go to a good school with a lot of stuff to choose from, and it would all fall into place. I showed my guidance counselor the list of schools I was applying to, and he said they seemed like excellent choices. No kidding. He said I would definitely get into Williams, Amherst, and Georgetown, and went on to say that Brown, Yale, and Princeton would be tougher, but certainly in the range of probability. I was the top male in my class academically. I'd done all sorts of activities. I'd put together the junior prom and the senior trip. I was on our Dunkey basketball team. If there had been a lacrosse team, I would have been on that too. What he neglected to tell me was that there were tons of us little baby boomers applying to schools, and as a result, competition was fierce. He also failed to mention that my SAT scores weren't as strong as they should be, and that I really had to be sure I got interviewed everywhere to have a fighting chance. Oh well, he was a very busy man. And to be fair, back then applying to colleges hadn't become a full-time job and an industry in and of itself like it is today. I guess thousands of disappointed baby boomers wanted to make sure their kids weren't going to get screwed. Not like they did.